Monkey and Crocodile, a tale from India. Retold and illustrated by Vasanti Unka. Monkey lived in a tree close by a river. He lived a happy life, swinging through the trees and munching on fruit all day. Crocodile lived by the riverbank. He glided through the water and gobbled up fish all day. "Fish, fish, fish," grumbled Crocodile. "I'm sick of fish." He really wanted to try something else. He wanted to eat a monkey. One day, Monkey saw some mangoes on a tree on the other side of the river. His mouth watered as he looked at the juicy golden fruit. "I need to find a way to cross the river," he said. Crocodile heard Monkey. He poked his head up out of the water.
"I can take you across the river," he said.
"Come down from the tree and jump on my back." "That's very kind of you," said Monkey. Monkey climbed down from the tree and jumped on Crocodile's back. Crocodile began to glide through the water. Suddenly, Crocodile stopped.
"This is the end of your trip," he said to Monkey. "Now I'm going to eat you."
Monkey thought fast. "If you eat me now, you'll miss out on the best part of me."
"What do you mean?" said Crocodile. "What is the best part of you?"
"My heart," said Monkey. "I keep it up there, in that mango tree. If you take me there, I can get it for you." Crocodile thought for a moment.
"Okay," he said. "I'll take you there."
As soon as they got to the other side of the river, Monkey jumped off Crocodile's back and climbed up into the mango tree.
"Silly Crocodile," he laughed. "This isn't my heart up in the tree. It's the fruit I love to eat."
Crocodile was very angry at being tricked. Monkey munched on mangoes all afternoon. At last, he was ready to go home.
"I will take some mangoes with me," he said.
"But how will I get across the river?" Monkey looked at the rocks in the water.
"I will have to jump from rock to rock," he said.
Monkey began jumping across the river. Crocodile was watching him.
"I will catch Monkey," he said. "I'll pretend to be a rock. When Monkey jumps on me, I'll gobble him up."
Monkey was getting closer. Suddenly, he stopped.
"That rock looks strange," he thought.
He took a closer look.
"Hello, rock," he yelled.
Crocodile poked his head up.
"Hello, Monkey," said Crocodile.
He didn't know that rocks can't talk. Monkey laughed.
"Ha ha, Crocodile, I know it's you. You can't trick me, he said.
I'm not trying to trick you, said Crocodile. I'm not hungry anymore.
Jump on my back. You will be safe.
Okay, said Monkey. He got ready to jump. Crocodile opened his mouth as wide as he could. But Monkey wasn't silly. He didn't jump. He took one of the mangoes and threw it into Crocodile's mouth. Crocodile's jaws snapped shut. Crunch! Squash! As soon as Crocodile's jaws shut, Monkey jumped onto Crocodile's nose. Boing! He took one more leap onto the riverbank. Boing! Thanks for your help, Crocodile, he laughed. Boing!